Welcome back. Viewers of this program are certainly familiar with the Norfolk County RSVP program and its director, Robert Pearson, who's been our guest many times. But we are so pleased today to welcome the volunteer coordinator for that program. Chris Goldsmith is here to tell us about himself, about his program, and about how you might be able to participate. Chris, great to meet you in person.
Thank you. It's lovely to meet you, too. I've seen you so much on television that seeing you in person, obviously, is lovely.
It's a big disappointment, right?
I can't say that on TV, but I wouldn't anyway.
You know, when Robert's here, he often talks about you and about your program, because RSVP is volunteers. You are the volunteer coordinator. So really, without you to coordinate the volunteers, there'd be chaos in the background, I'm sure.
You know, I was a volunteer myself, and it was through volunteering that I decided to make a profession.
Really?
And so the value of volunteering, the importance and what it does for people personally, it's basically do good, feel good. Mm. And it's lovely every time we see a volunteer connect with an activity that he or she enjoys. Feels like they make a difference. It's gratifying.
They often say volunteers get more than they give.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes. And surprisingly to the volunteers, because they think they're just doing something that is a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking about what they get from it. You know, they're giving back, paying it forward. And then they say, well, I've actually gotten more out of this than the people that I'm serving, and they get a lot out of it. So it's wonderful to see that connection.
Yeah. What was your first introduction to Norfolk County RSVP? How did that happen?
Well, actually, it's a good question, because I volunteered with a RSVP program in Newton, Massachusetts,
okay.
And I didn't know that it was an RSVP program.
No.
So I was I loved it so much. It was I was helping small businesses with consulting on their marketing plans. And when I realized it was RSVP, I said, this is something I need to look into.
Really?
And I made a career switch. Before that, I was a marketing consultant for years, had my own business in Boston. And it was time for me to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that, you know, I had done enough about helping big businesses make money that was no longer particularly gratifying.
Okay, all right. How long ago was that you switched?
About 8 years ago.
Oh, so not that long ago.
Okay, no, yeah. No, it's kind of a second career, and and it suits me. It's like volunteering. There's a time and a place for it, and you know, during your working years, sometimes it's easier not to volunteer because you're busy with life.
Right.
So a lot of our volunteers are newly retired,
mm-hmm.
or individuals that have been at home and are looking for something to do with their time.
Yeah, this is a good place to let folks know what RSVP actually is.
Ah, RSVP. The term RSVP actually stands for Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And basically, we're a program that is dedicated to helping Norfolk County residents that are interested in volunteering find volunteering opportunities that are well suited and meaningful to them.
It's a simple statement, but it really sums it up nicely. You're kind of like a brokerage, if you will, for volunteering. Yeah.
And I should mention that we're funded by the Norfolk County Commissioners.
Yes.
It's important to the county to have this service.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also funded by the national agency AmeriCorps Seniors, which is a big agency, and we're the largest program of our type for older Americans. And the program has gotten a lot of attention because the importance of putting people back into community service and volunteerism as a national priority.
Yeah, so who can be a volunteer? Who can participate in RSVP?
Mm. We target adults that are 55 and older.
Okay.
So we practice in some ways reverse ageism. If you're not 55, you're not a real adult.
Okay. I'm happy to say I've achieved it then.
Okay, you're a real adult.
I'm a real adult.
and And our volunteers range from 55 to 100.
Is that right?
Yes, oh. we have a volunteer that has been volunteering for 30 years.
Wow.
So the length of the time that RSVP has been in existence here in Norfolk. And has logged 12,000 hours.
That's amazing. Probably more than the first career for him or her.
For her,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the 100-year-old?
Yes.
It is. Wow. Did you want to share who that is, or would she be object to that?
I think I'll leave it for the audience to surmise.
Okay, they'll have to become a member of the program.
There you go.
And learn.
If you really want to know more about this real stories,
yes.
Become a member.
Yeah. Well, it brings up an interesting point. The volunteers themselves probably interact with each other, socialize with each other, make friends with each other.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And it's not usually why people start volunteering.
Right, right.
But we find that volunteers make other friends, not necessarily intentionally,
mm-hmm.
but even more surprising is they make friends with the people that they're serving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just with other volunteers, but for instance, our Rides for Vets program, where we have drivers, medical drivers, that bring veterans to and from their hospital appointments. Often they get introduced to family, they come to birthday parties, they go out for a bite to eat, to have coffee. So it's almost, in many relationships, almost become family extensions.
Yes. Yeah, well, they're bringing them to these life events that these folks are experiencing, you
yes.
know, at that time.
Yes, exactly.
So, right. So why wouldn't they, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, it's getting more than you give. That program that you mentioned, the Rides for Veterans,
yes.
would you say that's the most popular?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's there are many that are popular. I would say elementary school, helping out in elementary school classrooms is popular. Literacy. Adult literacy and helping immigrants learn to speak fluent English. Meals on Wheels and food. Food insecurity is a big one.
Certainly. More now than ever,
you know,
with the cost of
more
living.
Now than ever. 20% of the population is in Norfolk County is underserved.
Wow.
In terms of their food needs, which means that many families go hungry.
Yes. So even to have that one meal per day is crucial.
So we have one of the programs is Meals on Wheels. Yep. So some individuals like to bring meals to the elders or disabled
mm-hmm.
individuals that are isolated at home, and they become the face of the outside connection.
They're
for
their
them.
Connection, yeah.
And when they show up at the door and say, "Here is, you know, Martha, here is your lunch
mm-hmm.
or a warm, nutritious meal." They see beaming smiles, you know. These individuals on the receiving end can't look forward to the volunteers showing up.
Certainly, yeah.
And then, of course, there are food pantries and other food insecurity-related activities. But and dealing with providing elder support in general is a priority for RSVP. So we cover. You know, we look at what are the most pressing needs in a community and nationally. We can't do them all, and Rides for Vets is one of the ways that we can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the alternative for many veterans that need to get to and from their VA hospital appointments is to take Uber.
Yes.
You know, at a cost of $50 to $125 per trip.
It's prohibitive.
It's prohibitive, and
yeah.
and some
yeah.
people don't drive, and they don't have an option.
Yeah.
So being able to provide free rides, and we would encourage veterans that need assistance in getting to and from their medical appointments, veterans in Norfolk County, we'd be happy to help. And
good to know.
And I can give the telephone number.
Certainly.
781-329-5728. And then press 1.
Okay. So what is the process, Chris? If I were to come to you and say, I would like to participate in the RSVP program, I don't know what I want to do, I don't know what kind of time I have, you know, take me through the process of a newbie, if you would.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, some people come to us knowing exactly what they want to do.
Okay.
I want to assist as a food in the food area. I want to drive, bring meals, Meals on Wheels. Other people, as you point out, have no idea.
Right.
You know, they heard about this, they're wondering, you know, they have some free time, an hour or two a week. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what I can do. And that's really one of the strengths of RSVP, because we really tailor this to the individual. So we would have the individual fill out a very simple one-page registration form, and we would that would be approved, and that happens just in a matter of days.
Okay.
And then we sit down with the individual, and either in person or by phone, and talk about what their interests are, what mm-hmm. If you could do anything. And we begin to kind of tease apart some of the different opportunities, and we find that they will typically glom onto one or two that they think, yeah, this is interesting. And we encourage people to stretch beyond their comfort zone sometimes.
Okay.
Because we find that when they do that, there's a sense of personal growth, mm-hmm. and it's rewarding in a very different way.
Yeah.
But we can put people, once the volunteer says that they're interested in, let's say, a food pantry, then we would be in touch with the food pantry. We have 30 or plus partnerships in the county with very significant agencies and nonprofits that make a difference.
Sure.
That have been carefully vetted by RSVP.
Okay.
And we would facilitate their placement. Not only that, but many people that want to volunteer find that they respond to an ad and they never get a call back.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get a call back from us, and what we will do beyond that is help to expedite the process by which you get placed.
So important, right? If somebody's expressing an interest in sharing their time and, you know, giving of themselves, you want reaction, you want response, otherwise you'll be deterred from ever doing it again or even trying, right?
Exactly, yeah. And it's important to have a good a good experience. And
that too.
And,
right.
You know, some volunteers decide after a while that they've done enough.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally volunteers will find out that they picked a volunteer activity that they chose not to be a good fit. One example that comes to mind is we have a wonderful school volunteer program where volunteers assist the first kindergarten and first through fifth grade teachers in the classroom, you know, working in small groups. And we had a woman who said, oh, I love children, and I would love to do elementary school tutoring.
Okay.
So we said, great. And she was vetted by the school, looked good. We set it up. She started. And 3 weeks later, I get a call from her. And she says, Chris, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I used to love working with children.
Is that right?
When my children were growing up, it was a lot of fun.
Right, yep.
So okay. It happens. And then what we do is, because of the way the RSVP is structured, is we turn to her and said, well, let's find something else that works, that you're better suited to.
Okay. So it's important that it's a good fit for both sides, right?
It is.
Yeah,
as you pointed out, you want volunteers to have a good experience.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Because if they have a good experience, then the individuals that they're helping are going to have a good experience.
Yeah, well, there might be something better suited to that individual, opening up a spot for somebody who really does still want to work with kids.
No,
right?
That's exactly right.
So I guess the message is, don't be afraid to say it's not working, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I think that's one of the powerful things about the RSVP program, is that you're really a client of RSVP. You're part of a community of several hundred volunteers.
Yeah.
And we're here whenever you decide that you want to change your volunteer activity, you want to add another volunteer activity,
okay.
As many people do after they get the bug. You
right.
know, I like volunteering, what else can I do?
Yep.
You know, and when people have questions about whether they're doing the right thing or whether they want to change after a while to a different activity,
mm-hmm.
That's why we're here.
Okay. Is there a minimum commitment that somebody would have to make, Chris?
For most of our partners, we're looking for at least 6 months.
Okay.
Some partners request at least a year.
Okay.
But this isn't, you're not on staff.
Okay, right.
So there's more flexibility as a volunteer, which is one of the nice things about volunteering.
Yes.
Is you may go on vacation, you may have other things that come up, you may be sick. and there are reasons why you can't be there, and they understand that. And RSVP volunteers are appreciated by the volunteer organizations we work with.
Yeah. I'm curious if you have seen, we heard about the great resignation during the pandemic, so many folks leaving their jobs.
Yes.
Did that impact RSVP? Did more people come looking to volunteer opportunities, or were there less folks available?
You know, it's an interesting question. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I would say the biggest impact was COVID.
Of course.
And many of our programs had to shut down or cut back significantly.
Yep.
Because it wasn't safe.
You couldn't have any
you couldn't
person.
Bring yeah. school volunteers into the classroom. There were because the schools weren't open.
Right.
You didn't want to bring people into food pantries and interface with them, and possibly give them COVID.
Right.
So if anything, the opportunity shrank.
Okay.
But the good news is that things are coming back now. And almost with a vengeance, because people have been isolated for too long. They want to do something. They want to get out of the house. They want to feel like they're making a difference. Some people have arrived. They have come out of COVID feeling that their priorities have shifted.
Yes.
What's important to them has shifted. And so we're seeing that in terms of an increased number of volunteers coming
okay.
our way.
Are you seeing more folks reach out? If somebody wants to get a volunteer at their organization, how does that happen?
Well, we have a partnership program.
Okay.
And it needs to work for both RSVP and the organization.
I see.
For instance, one of our partners is the Red Cross,
yep.
American Red Cross. It became clear that they needed volunteers and that we could provide volunteers, and that our missions were aligned in terms of service to others and addressing a pressing need in the community and national level. And so we became partners and then we were able to steer volunteers their way.
Very good.
Yeah.
So if there is an organization that is looking for volunteers
in
Norfolk County,
uh-huh.
get a hold of you?
Yes, or Robert Pearson.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We're always interested in looking at new volunteer organizations, but we do have a more narrow focus. We're not just taking, there are areas that we'd love to get involved in that we're not involved in.
Okay.
Homelessness is not an area as important as it is.
Yeah.
There are just a limited number of areas that we can focus on. So we focus on education and adult literacy and food insecurity and veteran transportation
okay.
and other veteran services. Friendly visits, elder support.
Yes.
That keeps us busy.
Okay. All right. Chris, it's been great to meet you and talk with you. I hope we've helped get the word out about RSVP to our viewers and hopefully get you some new volunteers.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.
And for everybody out there, please consider volunteering.